Paz Mishalach, Tov Shinai Zayin. Paz Mishalach, we have the Shira Boisai. The Helik Shira. It's interesting, Boisai. Shua is Taman Agav Urcha, the Biderman's Sefer. He brings Taman interesting note, Shabbos Shira this week. So he explains that he asked the Kasha, why do we call this week Shabbos Shira for? It's called Shabbos Shira. We don't call Shabbos Pashas Yisro, Shabbos Bevan Kabbalah's Torah. Why? Because it's Kabbalah's Torah, which took place on Shavuos. Right? Shira, Oz Yashu, Rashi brings in the Chumash that took place on the seventh day of Pesach. That's why Rashi says, that's what we seem to have, that we're laying Oz Yashu. So with us, Epis, this Shabbos is called Shabbos Shira. So he says, "Avaldi Yisoid." He says, "Chasim or Chasidish Pshat." Well, we can say that also, right? Chasidish Pshat are good, right? So he says that. But we know that the Torah, we know the Metzias Rabbosai. Who's this word from? This is word from the Ritz of Yitzchak Mivarke. He asked the Chiddush Arim, why do we call Shabbos Shira? So the Helik Chiddush Arim, ki b'Torah atzma sinu shinoi. Sh'ashira nichtav ariyach agabi lebe. The Gemara says Megillat Hazayin. Kol ashira is nichtav ariyach agabi ariyach lebein agabi ariyach aveina. Here, it's written ariyach agabi lebein. That means it's the ksav is on top and in the mid there's two double spaced underneath it. Chag Yisrael is Oisius Yei Shishim Riboy Oisius L'Toyra, right? L'Toyra. That Klal Yisrael, on his Shomos, we're supposed to have an Achizah, have a Shaychus to the Torah itself. Yei Shishim Riboy. The goof of a person, this is the other people say, the Beis Halevi says also, the goof of the Yid is the Klaf. The Beis Halevi has a famous shtickle also. The Meir say, the goof of the Yid is the Klaf. And the neshama of the yid is the tzioi. So when we see there's a shina in the Torah later, but we're going to the shina is pshat that this Shabbos is shach for shinoi, but it's grace is shinoi. It's not the pshat be'etzim. We have a achiz in the Torah. If the Torah is always written the same way, okay. But this Shabbos, the Torah is written differently. It means the achiza that we have shach in the Torah, there's a shina in the Torah, the shina that's shach by us also. So Shabbos shira is a murder to get time. So there's a Meir the Gatai brings. It brings that this Yisoy that it's a Meir the Gatai. Masayim and Masayim so tzoyvim. Ubeeni Raisi Shoy Achdushem Roikid Mamish Bekabol Shabbos Zub Besimchul Rabba Manashutak Bekol Hashana. He would do Kalabach this week. The Chiddush Arim. He would Mamish be Roikid Mamish Moish. This Shabbos be Roikid not like before. But this Shabbos is. The Torah was Maramis, and the fact that there's a Shina in the Torah, that's Shah to the Shtanis, that's Shabbos Shira. But state about the Shira, we know in Simon and Alvin Shogun Orach, that a person who says the Shira Besimcha, Moichlin Loi, I'll call Avi Noisov. So says in Simon Nun Alvin Rabbi Sad. Moichlin Loi, I'll call Amisha, a person that's been among the rumblings. Things from Sfarim, that a person says Shira v'Simcha Rabba every day. A person has many avoinis. Moichel Lo'akol v'Noyis. What's the pshat? Second thing we have to understand, Rabbi Yisai, what's the Avdafka Klai Yisrael Shed Shira Nor Noch? They went out for the Kriyas Yamsuf. Haloi L'Choira. The Shira could have been said right after. They got the Rishus to go out. They went out, started going out. What's up? See, after the, okay, didn't see the Mitzrayim dead, but they didn't know that they were going to chase them. So according to what they understood, they were going out for good. They should have said Shiva right away. Thirdly, we find the interesting in Parash B'Shalach here. We find that Amalek is associated with this Indian of. After Yitzias Mitzrayim, Amalek attacks. After Yitzias Mitzrayim, but after Kriyas Yamsuf, after Kriyas Yamsuf, they attack. You have to understand that the Dafkin is of the attack after Kriyas Yamsuf. Parsha Mitzias, that was going that way. But we have to understand that, Rabbeinu. We're going to try to also understand in this week's parasha why Amalek came to Afghan now. It says a specific time they came, and Rashi brings from Chazal, we'll see, they came Dafka Berefidim Sherafu Yedem and Atoira. Mashma, they attacked because Rafu Yedem and Atoira, they were weak in their Torah, and that's why Amalek attacked. However, in the Pausha earlier, in the Pasha Amalek and Pasha Kiseitzei, here it says that the Pasha that's this Bechot to the Pasha Amalek is the Pasha Mishkolois. Mishkolois means weights and measurements. And the Pasuk says that if you're not careful, weights and measurements, be careful from the Giroi of the Oyev. Be wary of the fight that the Oyev, the enemy, is going to attack you. But it's much medavka, it's a molecule tax when we're not careful in Mishkolos. Why is that the inyan? More in the parish of Amalek, state Zohar Asher Os Lecho Amalek, but there it says from Mitzrayim. What does the pasuk say? Bederech, but say Yisrael in Mitzrayim. Well, it should have said the place where it happened, like over here. By Yisrael Freedom, that's all. What's Bederech? What's the emphasis of Bederech? But say if you have a mouth, you don't have Yisrael Freedom. What is the Bederech? It says what's the emphasis of Bederech? Afterwards, it says also in the pasuk by Yizane. This pasuk he says to Yizane b'chol kol nechasholim acharecha. Rashi says Machas Zonov. That Amalek Dafka was choitech the orlois, and they threw it up to Shemayim, as the Chazal say. Why was the Muhammad Dafka against the Orla? Why was the Muhammad Dafka? That was the way they killed the year Dafka in the Makam Orla. Avada, that's where we our Yiddishkeit is represented. But what's it? They cut off the Orla.
Oh, the
Yidin. The Makam, some say it was Mamish, the Oli Zemayim, and they threw it up to Shemayim. They said, "Kodesh, but you take." The Psikta said, they said to Hashem, "Bezeh b'charti yelecha, Hashem b'chart, Baruch Hashem, take it. This is what you chose. Take it on."
They didn't have bris milah.
If they had whatever, they cut off the whole Makom there. Whatever it is, they dafka attacked the Makom Zonov, dafka that Makom, Oysa Makom. Third, the last thing we have to understand is, it says, V'ayob aniyah Hashem alakecha lecham mikol ha'oretz mikol ha'vecham be'oretz asher Hashem alakecha lo yisim lecha nachal rishto timcha zeich amon b'tachal lo sishkach. Why dafki eft yaniyach mikol ha'vecha be'oretz lecholah lezeh mocham against the world be'etzem? So we want to understand like this, Rabbeinu. In the Yisoid from Amalek, Rabbi Yisai, the Pasuk tells in this week's parasha when Amalek came. The Pasuk beforehand says, "Vayikra Hashem Amokor Masu Meriva Al Riv Bnei Yisrael V'Anasuisim Es Adonai Leimor Hayesh Hashem B'Kibeinu Imoyim." They fought with Hashem, and they said, "Is Hashem with us or not?" Rashi brings Vayovel Amalek right afterwards. Rashi says, "What's the smichos? Tomid ani beinecha umezumen lechol tzorcheicha va'atem oyim hayesh Hashem b'kribeinu imoyin chayeicham she'akelav bo v'noshicheschem va'atem tzuyakem liv'seidun heichan ani." I'm always with you, amongst you. And you're screaming, "Where am I?" He goes with his son on his shoulders. He sees a chayfetz. Oh, that chayfetz over there. Oh, my tool chayfetz said, "Give me this." The son says, "Ta, give me that chayfetz." He beat up a person and he asked the kid, "You know, so the Ben says to the man, "Did you see my father anywhere?" The Kelv comes and bites him. Unbelievable. What's up? It's the Kelev comes to buy it to Boisai. But the Maisa, we see, so it is the Gezach of Boisai. Amole comes Tafka of Boisai. When there's a Shail of Ayesh Hashem Elokei Rebbein in Amoyim. Oh, I thought it's a problem with Mishkolos. Mam Shastir and Rashi. Rashi says in Parashki Seitzei that Amole comes. Why? Because we're not careful with our Mishkolos and our weights and measurements. Here Rashi says it's coming because Ayesh Hashem Elokei Rebbein in Amoyim. And the Yisoid of Boisai is the Yisoid. Of the parasha of Amalek, Rabbi Yisai. Amalek's milchoma is not against the etzem fact that the Bnei Shalom is the boirei ha'oyma. They understand that, and the Messiah is to HaKadosh Baruch. They throw the meals up to HaKadosh Baruch. They understand it's the boirei ha'oyma. Their milchoma, their kampf, is with HaKadosh Baruch being the manik ha'oyma. And not only the manik bosa, but they have a specific milchama on the inyan of hashkacha pratis, on the fact that a Kodesh Baruch Hu was noyig with Klal Yisrael with a tremendous hashkacha pratis that's miyuchad shemim yuchadim at soif kol ha'inyan. Avad is hashkacha klalos and all, but with Klal Yisrael this hashkacha pratis miyuchad shemim miyuchadis, and that hashkacha pratis was niskala when Rabbi Yisai. That was the scholar with Yitzias Mitzrayim, but even more with Kriyas Yamsuf. Because Yitzias Mitzrayim, we have to understand, our father, there was, by Yitzias Mitzrayim, Rabbi Yisai, the Makos in Mitzrayim, that whole thing, they saw Klaisel going out for the Makos. And there was Yichud, but that, the Ik over there, was a punishment for the Goyim. Klaisel didn't have his chusin. The Ikavor was Hashem was to mark in Mitzrayim. Klai Yisrael had to be saved. It couldn't be done. So Hashem's Samti Fadus, they had to have this to be saved. But the Ikavor was in Yamakim Yuchez and Mitzrayim. But in Kriyas Yamsuf was just the opposite, Rabbi Yisrael. In Kriyas Yamsuf, there was Hashkochem Yuchez to save and to give a tremendous aliyah for Klai Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael, to make them the nation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was been Mashkir Miyuchot. Because we find that not only was it a class, it was an arm, they were individuals going through, first of all, the 12 different shvatim, and every individual, as we see in the Shira itself, Rabbi Yisai, the Shira, Oz Yoshe Moshe, a Shira Lashem, Ki Goy Go, it was said in Lashon Yochid, Ze Keili Van Reyu, not in Lashon Rabbi, Rabbi Yisai. Thus, each individual was Masig, because both HaSok HaShkoch HaProlis over the individual. And that shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Merid Dika'ava to Klal Yisrael on the Losh of HaShkoch HaPradis Atzuma, Rabbi Yisrael. And this was the Kampf. This was the war. This was the battle of Amalek, Rabbi Yisrael. That could be, Rabbi Yisrael once said, the Mahalach was because Amalek had tremendous jealousy. They wanted to, where is Amalek Shtam from? Timnah, Rabbi Yisrael. She wanted me to come part of this nation. And she would have had that tremendous Ava of Ashkoch HaPratis Miyuchedis from Klal Yisrael. But she was sent away. So therefore, because she was rejected from being part of that nation who has the tremendous, so he had to disprove that nation. They don't have the Ashkoch HaPratis. Their kampf was not against the Bayer, being the Boirei, and maybe not even the Manik Habriya, but being the Manik Ashkoch HaPratis from Klal Yisrael. And that's why, Rabbi Yisai, they come, Dafka, Baderech b'tzeischem mi Mitzrayim. When you are going out from Mitzrayim, you're leaving Mitzrayim after Kriyas Yamsuf. There's a derech that's a miyuchad for you that I sent you on a derech. Baderech, that derech, that Hashkoch HaMoach miyuchedes to Klal Yisrael. B'tzeischem mi Mitzrayim. When it was the scala, the Hashkoch HaTzuma of the derech that shot each and every individual of Klal Yisrael. And there's the way they battle, there's the way they attack, there's the way they go after Klal Yisrael. So when we cry out, Hayesh Elokim b'kirbeinu, what's our Taino, Rabbi Yisai? Not Stam. We say, where's the Hashkoch HaPratis? Where's the Rebbeinu b'kirbeinu? And the Rebbeinu says, Ani mezumen l'kor tzorcheichem, and if all your individual prodding is the needs, and you ask Hashem b'kirbeinu, that's why Tafka, they come, Rabbi Yisai. but it's meturik ma'oyru boisai. The chesaron emunah is not just an emunah, because lacking the emunah. It's the emunah, the kol torcheichem, that I'm mashkiach b'protius and mitzatzumah on every one of Klal Yisrael. And that's very meturik, but there's no steer to the Rashi. Because what's the yisod of mishkolos and midas boisai? It's the diktu koatzumah. What's mishkolos boisai? It's the taina that when a guy goes to weigh, when he goes to weigh his zachin, it has to be exact in measure. Why does it be exact? Because if there's no Bari Oilam who's exact with Hashkoch in this world, then we don't have to be so exact. The Bereshit has the tzvi on us that we have to be so exact in the Hashkoch HaPratis of the measurement, because the measurement is a raya that it is an exact thing in Hashkoch in Oilam Hazeh. We have to mashkiach on the protis of the measurement. For if in loy kein a kosh bowl comes and has a taina, brings the oya, which oya? Vayova Amalek. Because Amalek stands to that calf against. And this is be'emes what the bris milah is, Rabbi said. That's the ois bris in this world, in the iskalos ha'amiti, that HaKadosh Baruch, what are we miskalo, the ois bris, Rabbi said? That's the bris atzum, we don't just stand, it's an Indian, very nice. We miskalo in our guf, a bris with HaKadosh Baruch, that there's a connection in this world between us and HaKadosh Baruch, in our physical body. So that's the makas chayav, that's what they can't stand, that's what they're after, Rabbi said. And that's why, for Hayob, Ani Hashem HaKadosh Mikol Avecha Misaviv, Ba'oretz, the land, Afghan Eretz Yisrael, which is the land that represents Einei Hashem Elokecha Bo Mireish Hashana. Those two things can't go to sell. Eretz Yisrael is the miyuchad that can mock of Hashkocha Pratis. V'ayob, Ani Hashem Elokecha Bo Mireish Hashana. Ba'oretz, Hashem Hashem Elokecha. Elokecha Lashon Hashkocha Pratis. Meniach, Hashem Elokecha. Timcha, Zecha, Amalek, Mitachat. They can't have a Zecha here. Because it can't be Shaykh to that Indian, Rabbi Yisrael. So there's no steer, it's all one Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael. It's one Yisrael. And the fact that we're lacking in Torah, because the Torah, you should be refeated with Rafi Yadayim and Torah, because Torah is the Ratzon Hashem Hamiti in this world. That was the scales of the Tzoyinoi. And if we're slacking off, we don't want to know his Ratzon. In the Hashkocha, how to survive, how to misgala Ratzoyinoi in this Bria. It's all one Yisrael of us. It's the lack of the Emunah, the Hashkocha Pratis HaMiyuchadis, that was the Skala in Yitzias Mitzrayim of Miyuchad and Kriyas Yamsuf, which was the Av HaMiyuchadis Zekeili, the individual Hashkocha Pratis for Klal Yisrael, not because we have to get rid of Mitzrayim, so I may have to save you, but Hashkocha Pratis that I need Kan Lekol Torcheichem. And that's why Rabbi said the Mon fell individual for each and every person right after Kriyas Yam, the whole Sugi of the Mon, because again, the Yisrael, the Shkocha Protest and the Parnosa for each individual, the Kol Torcheichem. And when there's a feeling that Kodesh Baruch is not watching me individually, then Chas V'Shalom, then there's Vayova Amalek Rabbeisa. And that Be'etzim is the Amalek of inside of us, Rabbeisa. There's a din of Timcha as Amalek. Some say, the leap year, we've got this part, the Timcha Amalek is to wipe out that feeling, Rabbeisa, to understand the Hashkocha Protest, I'm Yuchedes and Ma'oid. And when a person understands the Hashkocha Protest, I'm Yuchedes and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mom is looking after that individual, Atzoy, mom is everything that he needs. And even if it's a little difficult, it's hard, he has to go, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a Yichudis with me. It's with me, Rabbeisa. The Avo HaTzuma, that person has that Ma'an, Rabbeisa. It's not just the Hashkocha Protest of Klal Yisrael, the Hashkocha Protest Zekeili, each individual person. When a person thinks about that, Rabbeisa, there's an Avo HaTzuma, Rabbeisa. When a person knows, when a person feels, Rabbeisa, that he's so loved by the Ribbono Shel Olam, that there's a Hashkocha Protest HaTzuma Ad Ma'oid, Adiktuk Mamish, that Kosh Baruch is watching out everything that I have, everything that's going on in my life, and he realizes that with a tremendous realization, something happens. The way we said, we talked a few weeks ago, the Hashkocha Protest stories that happened to the individual, and he realized there's such a tiktok with me that Kosh Baruch is Mamish hugging me and kissing me at this moment. There's an Ava Atzuma inside of Kosh Baruch, it's Miss Oira from the person, and Ava Atzuma to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and that's true for me, Ava. Tshuva me'ava is moichel ma'akol v'noisav. That's the mechila rabbeisa. When a person's maki, just say shira. Okay, oh, in the morning, he finished it. I finished already? Wow, yeah. Hashem yimloch lo'ilom v'ad. A person says the shira with his spilus atzuma in the hashkocha of Klal Yisrael's name. But zekeili. I see everybody has hasoga in their own zekeili rabbeisa. Mizet ribbeishlam as keili. Nishtam ribbeishlam of the veld of zekeili. This is my Rebbeinu Shalom. This is my Rebbeinu Shalom. This not this Yankel's Rebbeinu Shalom. This Beryl's Rebbeinu Shalom. Zek Kaili. He shouted to me. He shouted to me, Rabbi Yisrael. That's what Chazal Dashan and Shabbos. Zekeli v'anveyo, Kuflam and Gimel. Zekeli v'anveyo, I'm going to be mahad in front of a mitzvah, Rabbi Yisrael. That I have such love for the Rebbeinu Shalom, Zekeli, I see the Zekeli. I want to go ahead and now pay back somehow. What am I going to do? Zekeli van Veil. I'm going to go ahead and do mitzvahs, not just stam mitzvahs. I'm going to go ahead and do the mitzvah with Hashkocha Pratis, Mary the Hashkocha Hidur Mitzvah. I'm going to go to do Hidur Mitzvah now. I'm going to go to do it in a special way. I want to show the Rebbeinu Shalom my love back. And I want to just say, he's so in love with me. He's showing an individual attention. He's giving that individual attention. I feel the warmth of his hand. Is van veyu? I'm going to go myself, and that's the yisoid of the shira. So a person feels that he has such a myriadic spirals of ava. The person, this oyer ava, that ava is a tshuva me'ava. That's a myriadic connection. The person sees the ava, feels the ava. He wants to give the ava back. He gives the ava back with his ava. It's a myriadic ava. There's tshuva me'av, there's moichel me'akol v'noisu v'noisai. There's a mechila, me'akol v'noisu v'noisai. You're not shachta at the chet anymore. The yisoid of chet v'noisai is the harchoka between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when a person understands the av and in return he's ready, it's not just I'm saying this year, it's the feeling of the av and ready to give back the av, v'noisai. Hashem yimlo yichliyodam vo'et. Hashem yimlo, you're ready to mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the melech. The Malchus Shemayim, Rabbi Yisrael, is Moichel Malchal V'Noyis, Rabbi Yisrael. We have to Malchus Kodesh Baruch Hu, we have to accept His oil, B'Shleimus Gemur, without any picture, without any sofek. This is the Ahava Amitis, this is Moichel Malchal V'Noyis, Rabbi Yisrael. And this is the Avoid, Rabbi Yisrael, especially these weeks, Rabbi Yisrael. Halton Shoivivim, we have to be Shoivivim, we have to be Shoivivim, Rabbi Yisrael. I've had these things to work on, Rabbi Yisrael. But the person has to focus on the Zekeli Vanvei Rabbi Yisrael. To focus on the eradicating Amalek Rabbi Yisrael. There's so much Amalek in us. Every time we see things, we think, Chas v'Shalom, Asher Korcha Baderech, what's Korcha Roshin, Roshin Rashi, Roshin Mikre, Roshin Mikre, Meredik, what's Roshin Mikre? That is the Gantz Metzias of Amalek, it's all Mikre. Asher Korcha Baderech, Roshin Mikre. The Gantz Metzias of Amalek is to be, Aus is a Mikre. As is mikre, and that's Asher Korcha. That's how they cool us off also. It's also Asher Korcha, they cooled you off. The cooling was by saying, feeling that there's no mikre. With mamish infused with ava, but Asher Korcha brought this. When the person Asher Korcha is the cooling off, the Rosh Lambatia, the Ambatia of Sachas, because I'm burning with ava. And it gets cooled off, because Lashon Mikre, Rabbi Yisrael. Lashon Mikre. Lashon Mikre. Spoke Lashon Keri also, the sort of Keri comes from the Rashi says, the reason why I pray about Keri is also B'Talmud Torah, is because because Bal Keri is also B'Talmud Torah, the Gemara of Chazal say, is because he has Kal, he's Kal B'Daita, he's Kalistas. What's for Kalistas? A person like Yir Shemayim, Yirim, he said, well, he's cognizant, he's holding with the baby, he's attached to the baby. There's a letdown of that, that's Keri, because this Yisach to Keri, the same Yisoid. When a person's not living the Rebbeinu Shalom, the Rebbeinu Shalom in his life, Mamash Miyuchud, there's a letting down, a Kalas Hadas. There's a din of Hesach Hadas, and the Beiri Oilom, from the Sifusi Hashem, being with the Beiri Oilom, of realizing the unbelievable connection that we have with the Beiri Oilom. So then, it's Kalus Hadad, that's Keri, that's Mikri, that's Korach, Rabbi. It's all one thing, Rabbi. And that's v'hoya ba'aniyach Hashem like a mekol saviv. You have to eradicate Rabbi Yisrael. When the ba'oretz, when Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael, with the hashkocha problem, yuches, eini Hashem tomid, emireish Hashem, v'achad Hashem, there's the eini Hashem, it's miyuchadik, shemiyuchadik, hashkocha problem, Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael. Then over there, there's an extra chir, Rabbi Yisrael, we live in Eretz Yisrael, to eradicate that amolek, Rabbi Yisrael. Timcha, zeich, amolek, can't have a zeich, no zeich, Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael, has to be totally, Rabbi Yisrael. They want to cover up that Ashkocha, get rid of the Moise Mila, which is members, the connection with the Bnei Yisrael. David HaMelech went into the Mikra, where Menachos Mem Gimel. He had no mitzvahs. Meaning, what does it mean? He had nothing to connect with the Bnei Yisrael. He was stuck up in Mila, and he was Samach. Because he had this Simcha Atzuma from the Av of the Bnei Yisrael. That he's connected with the Bnei Yisrael, we call Mogam Shehu. Can't take it away. It's not a mitzvah, tefillin, whatever. I don't have it on me right now. The mitzvah goes with us everywhere. Ashkocha Pratis Rabbi Yisrael. That's the Ashkocha Pratis Rabbi Yisrael. And that's the Kiyam Hamin, because we have to give it over to the Torahs Rabbi Yisrael. The Torahs have to understand and know this Yisrael, the Baruch Hashem loves us Rabbi Yisrael. It's Ava. It's all Teich Ava. Ava Amitis for Klai Yisrael. Lech Teich Achar Rabbi Amun Bim Rabbi Yisrael. When it's a Feltoch in the Amunah, Feltoch in the Ava, Feltoch in the Havilah of Ashkocha, of Al Yoyna, of the Beri Oilom, and Yed the Zach Rabbi Yisrael. And Yed the Zach Rabbi Yisrael. Everything that we need, everything that we want, we have to mischazin that Amunah Rabbi Yisrael. And any Torah person has doubts and things, like Baruch Hashem is not watching Chaz V'Sholot, there's a Chesoron, that's a Molek Rabbi Yisrael. It's not Stam, it's a Molek. Hayesh Hashem b'kir b'chem, bo'a kelev, very maturing, because kelev is the most loyal to his owner. Why? The owner takes care and feeds him. Well, that's the sort of the kelev comes and bites him. Why the kelev? The kelev is the most loyal. You know why? Because you feed it, Rabbi, you give it food. That's what the kelev understands. But you feed that kelev, Rabbi, he's licking you, he's doing everything, he's loyal, Rabbi, he stays loyal. He doesn't look, he knows where his master is all times, the master takes care of him. And we have a master that takes care of us, Rabbi Yisrael. And we say, where's the Ibn Shalom? Poor HaKelev. The Kelev comes and bites him, Rabbi Yisrael. Ah, Rabbi, these are times of parashish, Rabbi Yisrael. Show you them the darkest times of the year, Rabbi Yisrael. The darkest time of the year, the long nights, Rabbi Yisrael. Nights of the Choshech, Rabbi Yisrael. But the person with the, living with the Ibn Shalom, he could see me take a Choshech, the Or. There's Or in my Shvoisa, Rabbi Yisrael. We should be zeich, Rabbi Yisrael, to be schazig in the Ashkocha Pratis Atzum, Rabbi Yisrael. Yed Uzach, Rabbi Yisrael. Yed Uzach, Rabbi Yisrael. I was just before the chasen, I need some money. People came over, mom is ready. I didn't know where. A guy came over, gave me a check. I wasn't, didn't know where it was going to come from. Certain thing I needed for the chasen. Mom is out of nowhere. He worried, I have to pay this, pay that. Out of nowhere, a guy comes over, gave me this check, another guy gave me a different check, out of nowhere, and asked for it, and this. Sometimes I say, yeah, this time, I say, oh, the kids are going through all the pratim. Out of nowhere, here's money. I says, oh, you know, stavra, this, that, shtusim. Another kiss, another ashkocha pratis. Another understanding that Baruch Hashem is watching me out of my side. That's the mon, the mon fell right where it needed to be full for every person, ashkocha. Zekeli! The person every day should mischazik with the shira, but says, sing the Zekeli vanveyu. The person understands that, but he sees everything, the whole picture. Finally, see the whole picture. You see the whole picture. Sometimes you think it's going through such a difficult period. So difficult. Then you see the whole picture unfold. Wow! This is unbelievable, but you know what that is? That's Tchias HaMeisim. Oz Yashim Moshe. Oz is Tchias HaMeisim. You saw the whole picture. So many things that we thought was bad. It's all good. It's so gewaldic. Oz Yashim Moshe. Oz. What's the Pshar, Rabbi Yisrael? Because the Pshar is Tchias HaMeisim. The Gemara is up in Pesachim Nun. Then this world make a bracha on something bad, Dayana Emes. And something good we talk about make, there's something Gemara in Psalm. In the next world, even on the bad, we're going to make a bracha. Baruch HaTov HaMeit, the fact the Magen, the fact the Slach. What's the pshat? He brings the Magen Mibrod. That says, what do you mean on the bed? The next world, he says, when the Baruch is going to open up and reveal everything. Everything that we saw, and we see the Tiktok, the Mishkolos, the Hashkocha Protas, everything that looks so, so rotten. And it was all mamash hashkocha upon hashkocha upon hashkocha. Toiv ma'oi Rabbi Yisrael. Toiv ma'oi Rabbi Yisrael. What do we say? Why do we end it, brother? The Shir in the Torah says, "Vayal Melach Kol Arat Vayom Yenechon." That's the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Nun. Gemara says, "Vayal." It's what it says. We end off the Shira. That's the Gemara in Brach in Pesachim Nun. Why? Till then, we're not going to be able to see total. We have to believe 100% is good. But we're not going to be able to see everything. Some things don't look so clear, so good. Then we're going to see everything. That's how we end off the Shira, because the Shira is this Av Amitis, that it's all good, it's all Toiv, it's all Ashkocha, Ba'an Ashkocha, La'Toived, Ho'Baseinu, La'Ba'Baseinu. And that's the Metzias of Oz Yoshe Moshe, that's the Metzias of Alam Haba. We should be Zirchot to that Tenebai, when we're going to see everything so clearly. Till then, we have to have that Amuna, that Hashem's Bekirbeinu, He's taking care of everything. And we'll Zirchot to that day, because then we'll see that Behoya, Behoya, Hashem, Echon, Shmoy Echon. Yeah.